The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Rebecca is here today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, you sound like somebody with a problem.
I know. I need to know. Am I wrong?
Okay. What's going on?
Well, I've been dating this great girl for a couple of months now.
Okay.
And the issue is I stay over at her house, and she's got this dog. He's a great dog. His name's Teddy, but he sleeps on the bed.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's a full-size bed. It's just a little cramped, and it can be a little weird, you know, if we're... I mean, you get the picture. Like, the dog's always on the bed, sleeps
right
on the bed every time. And I just feel like the dog should not sleep on the bed when I'm staying over.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, well, this is where he sleeps. I don't know. You know, dogs, I've heard they shouldn't really get on the furniture, at least not when I'm there. It's cramped. I don't know. Am I wrong?
What is her name?
Her name is Chloe.
All right, let's call Chloe and find out what's up with the dog. Here we go.
Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Who is this?
Chloe, I'm Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Chloe.
We host the Big 8 Morning Mass on 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, my God. Wait, you're calling me?
Yes,
we are. That's exactly
okay,
right.
This is like really, this morning just became a totally different thing. Why? What's going on?
We also have Rebecca on the phone.
Hey, Chloe.
Hi. Okay, I'm getting nervous now.
Yeah. Well, she called us. Chloe called us because apparently you let your dog Teddy sleep on the bed when she's over, and she's not a fan.
What's wrong with Teddy? I mean, he's my dog.
Yeah, I mean, I see nothing wrong with this situation.
Right. But I guess, Rebecca, you're saying that, you know, it's cramped and you want intimate time.
It's cramped. It's a full-size bed. Teddy's a big boy. You know, and when we're getting intimate, it's just kind of weird. Like, I don't know. I think the dog should not sleep on the bed when I'm over.
But, like, that's where he sleeps. I mean, that is where he sleeps.
Yeah. It's really hard to break that habit once you start it.
Yeah, I mean, I know you don't have a dog, Rebecca, but, like, that's like his bed. My bed is his bed.
Right. And there's no way, like, when Chloe's over there, you could be like, hey, go sleep in the guest room, Teddy, or, you know, hit the couch, something like that?
Not really. Like, Teddy is a dog. He doesn't think like we do. Like,
I know. He would be so sad.
Like, that's where he sleeps.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't do that to him after he's been used to, like, sleeping in her bed.
Right.
Well, maybe we could get, like, a Tempur-Pedic dog bed or something, you know, for... on the side of your bed.
Yeah, they do make dog beds. I feel like dog beds are made for, you know, dogs to sleep in. Would you get a dog bed for him?
Well, like, I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying. Like, it's my bed and my dog, and that's the way it is. Like, that is where he sleeps.
Okay.
Like,
just because you get him a dog bed doesn't mean he'll use it.
Okay. All right, hang on.
Like,
I got it. It's your dog. It's your bed. It's your rules. I get it.
And, like, I'm supposed to now get this ugly plaid dog bed thing to just, like, take up space? He's never going to use it. Dogs never want to use those if they already have a bed. It's your bed.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Hang on. I think they make other than just plaid these days. Emily, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, great, Emily. What do you think?
I think that it's not right to try to make the dog sleep somewhere else because I have two dogs and they have their dog beds, but like when it's time to sleep at night, they sleep with me, and if I were to try to make them sleep somewhere else, they would probably just cry all night and whine and want to get in my bed anyways.
Right.
So, why do they have dog beds if they sleep on your bed?
I mean, they use the dog bed during the day.
Yeah.
In the living room or something to lay on the dog bed. Or, like, if I'm in the kitchen cooking, they'll go to their beds and chill out.
So they're like dog couches, really, is what they are.
I mean, dog couches would be cool, too.
Yeah.
But...
No, the couch is just the dog's couch as well.
All right. So you say that the dog gets rights to the bed just like anyone else.
I think if like, I'm sorry, I don't remember their names. Chloe, is she the dog owner?
Yeah, no, Rebecca.
Rebecca. If Rebecca.
No, wait, I'm sorry,
no,
Chloe,
you're right. Yeah.
Okay, if Chloe was going over to Rebecca's house with her dog and demanding, that would be different. But if Rebecca's coming over to Chloe's house, like, and they need their little time, like, keep the dogs out of the room for a little while, but then, like,
right,
let the dogs come back in.
Exactly.
All right, good point. Hey, thanks for calling, Emily. We appreciate it. Lauren, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Hi, good. What are your thoughts, Lauren?
Well, I'm a crazy dog mom, so I am feeling a little defensive for Teddy right now. I just think that, you know, the girlfriend needs to consider, you know, that's where that dog lives. That's where that dog spends all of his time.
Yeah.
You know, and for a dog, literally 100% of their day is missing their owner and wanting to be around their person.
Right.
You know? So I think you kind of need to consider, I mean, like she said, that's his bed. That's his place. And I mean, he was there before her. And I mean, no offense, he may be there after her. So I don't think it's very nice to try to give Teddy the boot.
Yeah, especially when the dog is like used to it, that's like what they know. And then if you change their routine suddenly, like, I feel like that's so messed up.
Right. I mean,
hey, change is part of life, Teddy.
Right. When I started dating my boyfriend, I ended up with an 80-pound German Shepherd in bed with me every night, and I'm totally okay with it. You know, he's my baby now, too.
So. I would be okay with that, too.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Kelsey from Fort Caroline, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You have a similar issue?
Yes. So when I first started dating my fiancé 5 years ago, he wouldn't let my golden doodle sleep in our bed.
No.
He said he's way too big. We can't share it. All three of us won't fit. And it became a problem. So I bought the golden doodle, a giant dog bed, and I put it right on the floor right next to me. And so he sleeps now, 5 years later, in the giant dog bed, and we both sleep in the bed, and it all works.
Who, your boyfriend? That would be amazing if you're like, I bought my boyfriend a dog bed.
Right. So you're saying that you can retrain the dog to sleep in the bed, bed.
My dog slept in my bed for 5 years.
Right.
So, and that was the only place he ever slept, but I got him a very expensive, large, comfortable one.
Right.
Right on the floor. So
I mean, that's...
But he likes it. See, like, you don't know if the dog's going to like it or not, you know? Like,
I guess that's kind of true.
Well,
yeah,
I had to take a shot because it was getting bad.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
That's the best thing that people don't realize about dogs. They can be trained. So you trained him to sleep in the bed. You can train him to sleep
not
on the floor.
If they're 5 years old and they've been used to sleeping next to you every single night, you can't just all of a sudden be like, you're not allowed on here anymore. They're going to be so confused.
I mean, if your dog's an idiot, no, you can't. But if it's like a normal dog, you can retrain him. Haven't you ever heard you can't teach an old dog new tricks? Wait, that's wrong.
Yeah, that's exactly my point.
No, never mind. That doesn't apply.
That's proving
here.
My point.
Rebecca and Chloe join us. Rebecca is upset because when she spends the night with Chloe, her dog sleeps in the bed. And Rebecca, you want the dog not in the bed, basically.
Yeah, when I'm there, you know, give us some more space, give us some more privacy.
Got it.
It's just weird.
And Chloe, you're like, that's my dog, that's my bed, that's the way it's going to be.
Well, I mean, that's where he sleeps. Like, I'm supposed to train him just when Rebecca's there to, like, sleep on the floor? Like,
yeah.
I don't think it's going to work.
Okay.
I mean, it's his bed.
I got it. All right, hang on. 340-9595. Should you kick the dog out of the bed? It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Your phone calls right now. Alex from Orange Park, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, great. What'd you want to say, Alex?
I just think that she should get a bigger bed. Like a king-size bed, so everyone can share.
I agree. A full-size bed. No adult should have a full-size bed, even if they're sleeping alone.
It's true.
And you can also take the dog out of the room for intimate time and then bring the dog back into the room.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the move. But it really does make
it... You have to have your dog chilling there while you're, like, getting on.
Right.
All right. No, that's all good points. All good points. Hey, by the way, that bigger bed makes the second thing more fun, too. Kristen...
How much room do you need?
Yeah.
You want to spread out, man. Oh, Christine. Sorry. Hi, Christine. Yes. What did you want to say?
I was just saying, I have three dogs, and I totally regret letting any of them sleep in the bed. One of them is a pit bull who's like, but he's 11, so no, I couldn't retrain him because he wouldn't listen. He's stubborn.
But he's probably deaf.
The little younger dogs, like, we got a puppy. They made a puppy, these two idiots. And now
puppy
I'm training to keep off the bed. You know, and it comes to intimate stuff, like it's hard because I, like, one time I grabbed my dog and I was like, get the, you know, like, it's really hard. But she could always go sleep at her friend's house.
No, because she has a dog she's got to take care of.
Well, the dog can handle a night alone. The dog's obviously spoiled, you know. I'm saying.
Right, what? So you can't just leave your dog alone all night? No way.
Not all night, just for a little, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
you know,
I see.
Just for a date, you know what I mean?
Totally.
I
got it.
And then, because the dog's your family, it's your kids. My kids are grown, but these guys here, they're like my babies, but I regret letting the big ones sleep in my bed.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. And those
even
idiots,
the small ones take up a lot of room,
right.
I might say.
They really do. 340-9595. Mike from the north side, good morning. What did you want to say?
Well, I've got a pet dander allergies, and when I got with my girlfriend 3 years ago, we trained her dogs. They had been laying with her for 8 years in her bed, and they would jump up on her on the couch. And so we trained them to lay in on the dog bed, and it took a while, but it was worth it, and everybody gets along great now. And I think out of respect for your partner, you should try that, and because, you know, one person might not want to lay with dogs for whatever reason, but you know, you've got to try to respect those boundaries and work with that person, I believe.
No, it's like they say, you lay down with dogs, you wake up with fleas.
Right. And, so, you know, like I said, it was more of a health.
Who says that, Mark?
And so, you know,
people say that all the time, Megan.
Nobody says that.
Hey, thanks so much for coming. Everybody says that. You lay down with
everybody
dogs.
Everybody says that.
Yes, everybody says
Literally
that.
Nobody says that.
Everybody says that. Everybody I know says that. Marta.
You need your friends.
Hi.
What do you want to say, Marta?
Okay, I want to say dogs do not belong in a bed, period, with anybody. I'm a school bus driver. I drive high schoolers and elementary. If you could smell these children that come on my bus daily because they sleep with a dog. I mean, I don't care if you shave your dog every single day.
Right.
A dog has an odor. And when you sleep with it at night, you sweat. The dog odor gets on you. It gets in your head. It's disgusting.
Marta, it's like that old saying, you lay down with dogs, you wake up with fleas.
Exactly.
See?
That's not a thing.
Exactly.
None of that whole past minute is a thing.
That's true. Stinky ass kids.
I mean,
sleeping with
kids
dogs.
Kids smell because they're kids, not because they're with
my
the
kids.
Animals.
Don't smell. 340. I haven't actually smelled them.
You get used to the smell after a while.
340.
After 10 years, you can't smell it anymore.
95.95.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.